You're listening to WILL. This is Illinois Public Media. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. In with the morning numbers, we'll start with the outside markets. They influence, of course, the commodity futures. Nearby November crude oil today at $102.86 a barrel, up 21 cents at this hour. The RBOB gasoline, or the wholesale price at $2.68 and a tenth of a cent per gallon, is 8 9/10 of a cent higher than it was yesterday at the close. And the ethanol futures now trading $1.94, up 4 2 cents. The spread between those two is 74 and a tenth of a cent. That's 3 3/10 of a cent narrower than it was yesterday. Natural gas trading 344 and a tenth, down a nickel and 2 cents. Diesel fuel at $2.98 and 9 cents. That's a penny and 6 cents higher. And the gold futures on the day, the gold's not trading. The U.S. dollar at 80.53 is up 0.2. Checking the numbers as they're trading in at the CME Group in Chicago. The corn futures at this hour trading 4.53 in the December contract, down a penny and 3/4. March at 4.65 and a quarter, down 2. May futures 4.73 and a half, 2 cents lower. July at $4.80 in the corn pit, a penny and 3/4 lower. In December of next year at 4.91 and 3/4, up a half cent. November beans down 5.5 cents at 13.16 and a quarter. January's at 13.18, 6 cents lower. The March futures $12.99 and 3/4. Down 5 3/4, May futures 12.78 and 3/4, down 4 3/4, and the November of 2014 at $11.77 and a half, down 1 1/2 cents. Bean meal futures off 2.90, bean oil 2 cents lower. Wheat futures trading the soft red at 6.73 and a half, and the lead option up 3. The hard red at 7.23 and a half, and the December 5 1/4 higher. Live cattle futures at 127.22 and a half, and the October at 32 and a half lower. December down 22 and a half at 131 and a nickel. September feeders at 159.35 are up 67 and a half, and the October at 163.95 are $1.02 higher. Lean hogs trading $92.72 and a half cents, down $1.52 and a half, and the lean hogs December contract at $87.42 or $1.17 lower.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
On the phone line now with us to take a look at the futures markets as they opened at the CME Group in Chicago is Dan Zwicker. He's at CGB Enterprises in Mandeville, Louisiana. Good morning to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
How are you this morning?
Oh, getting along real good.
In the trade, most eyes have turned to Washington, D.C., where I suppose not a lot is happening, but that's the biggest problem we have at the moment.
Well, yeah, we need a good hurricane to go in there, probably. Flood the place. Maybe they get something done.
Fine. Let's go to the charts, Dan. tell me what you see in the December corn futures charts.
Well, I think the last time I talked to you on the last Thursday, I was a little optimistic that we could maybe pull out a higher weekly finish on corn. And Friday, the market kind of collapsed, and so went the higher weekly finish. But corn, for the most part, if you take a look at your December corn chart, we're holding a penny or two above the August low, probably to the point where one could probably say there could be a potential double bottom in the making. I think in order to solidify those kind of ideas, we would probably want to see a move up into the 470s. Some of my technical indicators has got corn right on the verge of a buy signal, but it hasn't really triggered yet. But if we could get corn to kind of close higher here today and hold together tomorrow, then I think we could probably get some kind of short covering rally going into Monday's report, and then that might continue into the first week or so of October as people kind of worry about what USDA may or may not do on the October crop report. I know harvest is spreading out, but for the most part, farmers are generally limited sellers of cash inventory. They're filling contracts. Other than that, they're pretty much putting it into the bin. And that kind of keeps the market away from hedge pressure, at least at the moment, to send it on lower. Export sales of corn were fairly modest here this morning. The big news was soybeans had the best number, but that doesn't seem to be, you know, helping soybeans out either. The thing that we need to kind of watch on soybeans is we did break out of that congestion flag type formation there on Friday, and now we've kind of rallied up against the bottom end of that. Soybeans need to kind of close back above this 14-30 area. If it could do that, then it's back into the congestion area, and then you would kind of view these this week or this 4 or 5 days down underneath the congestion area as kind of a bear trap. And I think then that would give you some technical momentum then to probably rally into the October crop report. And I think that's probably the one that the trade is the most nervous about. We haven't really heard a lot of bean yields. What bean yields we've heard is super high to super low. Maybe here another week or so we'll begin to hear a little more about bean yields. But corn yields, the early ones, have all been very, very strong. Now we get into the middle May planted corn, and we are hearing that the yields are falling off, maybe upwards of 20% from the early May corn. The key will be as we move on into Iowa, where the real late planted crop is, what kind of yields they can kind of pull out, because they were the ones that were probably, you know, hurt the most due to the hot and dry August.
The trade, though, is satisfied that the number USDA has at the moment is pretty correct on average national yield, at least. I don't know about acreage.
Well, I think they would like to bump it up a little bit from what they've heard so far out of the South. The South and the Ohio River Valley, just best ever type yields. So they're kind of wanting to maybe bubble that up to 157 to 158. There's still people probably thinking that it could go to 160, but I think they're backing off a little bit and probably more comfortable with like 157 or 58. The problem we have with corn, even if we lose a couple, 3 million acres of corn, and, you know, if the yield would just stay the same, we are still building stocks. And whenever you're in a stocks building mode, it's just extremely impossible to kind of get the market to go up, because, you know, its function then, if we're building stocks, the function of the market is to go down and seek out new usage, new demand to eat up those stocks, and that's where we're at in the corn market. It could be almost scary if farmers at some point in time start selling this inventory as we go toward the end of the year. We could see some pretty steep prices and some sloppy basis levels if all of a sudden we begin to run out of storage space, you know, as harvest gets 75 to 80% complete.
Dan, thanks so much. We'll talk with you again during the 2 o'clock hour Central Time today.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises, joins us from his offices in Mandeville, Louisiana. We're coming up on the top of the hour. It'll be 10 o'clock Central. You're listening to WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for this afternoon and today. Sunny skies, a high of 81. Tonight, clear and 51. Tomorrow, sunny and 82. And tomorrow evening, clear and a low of 56. Saturday, sunny and 81 degrees. Saturday evening, showers are likely, possibly a thunderstorm or two. A chance of precipitation on Saturday evening set at 60%. And on Sunday, mostly sunny skies and 73 degrees.
Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Naturally, you're listening to Illinois Public Media.